Hello, it's the year 2024. It's me, Matt Stewart, and we've sold out all four of our Do Go Ons live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. But if you want to see me, you can do that. The show's called Dry Dryer, and we're at a new venue now. It's called The Grace Darling. Me and Sarenjaya Marnett, it's so much fun. The show's getting real good, I reckon. It's been heaps of fun, so we'd love to see you there. Use the discount code Do Go On for cheaper tickets. Also, we've now got the Do Go On quiz show. It's up online on the Stupid Old channel, so please check it out. Getting some lovely feedback so far. Please give it a watch, subscribe to the channel, maybe even comment on it, and, you know, feed those algorithm gods if you can. But love to see a Dry Dryer in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. Check out the quiz show. Anyway, let's get on with this show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello
and Do Go On.
No, it's hello and welcome to Do Go On. My name is Dave Warnocky and I'm being interrupted by Matt Stewart. Hello,
hey.
Matt. And we're not being interrupted by...
Miss Polite over there.
Jess Burke, that was actually your cue to interrupt me, Jess.
No, she's very polite. She will not talk. Yeah, so we'll have to eventually own up and let the listeners know. Jess couldn't make it in today. It was a late withdrawal.
So we'll have to start the show like we actually did originally, just Matt and I, then we listened back and deleted those episodes forever. But we're doing one anyway.
May I speak now?
Oh.
That's confusing.
No, I'm here, guys.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Dave. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello, everybody. I'm here.
Thank goodness. Well, you're here, but you're kind of dying.
I'm dying a little bit. I've been sick for the last few days and I have... a bit of a cough, and what I'm noticing is that it's only really comes about when I laugh, so it shouldn't be a problem
on this show.
Not something I'm known for.
Also, this show's very unfunny.
It's very unfunny. It's not a funny. So I'll try my best to be as far away from the microphone if I'm coughing. But you know what? You're going to hear some coughing. Okay. And yes, I do sound raspy and sexy. Thank you.
The listeners should imagine it like Jess is coughing directly into their ears.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Soothing.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of me in your ear holes. Aww.
Yeah, a little me mucus in your ear holes.
Oh, how are you guys? Are you well?
I'm phlegm. I mean, I wanted to make a pun, but I couldn't think of one.
I'm phlegm.
So I just said phlegm.
He went with I'm phlegm.
Like, I said, I'll say the word phlegm, and then I'll think of a word that sounds like that.
Like fine.
I'm phlegm. I mean, fine. I actually would have been good if I just... It would have been not good, but passable if I...
Sure. No. Matt, how are you?
Phlegm. Sorry.
I'm phlegm.
Oh, no.
I'm going pretty well, thank you.
That's great.
It's great. It was the week of Thanksgiving this week, which we celebrate in a big way down under.
Huge way. Huge. We're all about it. All about Thanksgiving.
Which it's traditionally we go in as a family and get fake abs put in. You know, each year we save up. I mean, is this an Australian-wide tradition, or you guys?
Yeah, fake abs put in.
You're looking at me a little funny, Jess. Like, no,
I'm pushing my abs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's abs week, as we call it. Sweet.
Just another sweet riff.
I've got some great abs over here. Look at phlegm. Yes. Instead of them, I said phlegm.
Look at Flint. But no, we got it.
Matt didn't get it.
There it is.
Must
cough.
I don't think we've ever done this before, but can we put the start of this episode in the bin and start again?
You've asked for that many times and it never happens.
Nah, we're off and firing early. Yeah, I can tell we are cooking with gas.
And the best part is it's not like the sickest one here has to do most of the talking and do the report, is it, Jess?
Yeah, but at least that means I won't be laughing that much.
Yeah.
Because I never enjoy my own episodes.
Yeah.
Every third week you have a shit time.
No, not a shit time, just not as fun.
It's weird because, you know, when Dave makes phlegm sound like other words, sort of, and I make this sweet improv riff about abs,
mm-hmm.
would you? I didn't even think of that until I said it.
I could tell.
It was one of those times where you assume that your brain is going to look after you.
Sure.
And then it just fucks you over.
Right, I genuinely need an explanation how you got to abs from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
What is
it? There was no link. What I was trying to do there, right,
mm-hmm.
was...
Inside the actor's studio.
was go, for any listeners who don't know about Australia, like go, yeah, it's a big thing down here, and then say some wacky activity that we get up to, that like it sort of suffered over the journey from wherever Thanksgiving's from, North America,
mm-hmm.
and then on the way down here, somehow it's got lost in translation, mm-hmm. and ended up... Initially, I was going to say, you take your sister to get fake breasts, but I'm like, I'm editing, and I'm going, no, that's funny, but it's...
No.
Can't say that.
Sure.
And then I'm like, I just looked down to my abs, and I went, yeah.
To your abs.
I think I've got it. I mean, this is all happening in a split second. It's like that OK Go film clip.
Uh-huh.
That came out a couple weeks ago, or last week, and it's like, it's very quick, but my brain is moving so fast.
Sure.
None of the decisions it's making are good. But they're all very quickly made.
So your brain's making millions of wrong decisions all at the same time.
Yeah, one after the other.
What point has your brain thought that entire explanation needed to be said?
It continues to think that.
Okay.
I have, and now I'm going to go back and underline some of the things.
Dave, please stop him.
I think this conversation is an absolute phlegm gem.
Okay.
That's the last one.
It's not. I'm sure there'll
grab
be more.
Grab that phlegm. That's a...
What's know, that?
A,
grab that?
Grab that... Gem is the catchphrase of the Weekly Planet podcast.
Oh, our friends at the Weekly Planet.
Yeah. Grab dat phlegm.
Oh, I don't think they'd be okay with that.
Those two hosts, both of phlegm, so great.
Those two hosts.
Both of phlegm.
Both of phlegm. I just wanted to say phlegm, okay? It's a great word.
Are you sure we can't put this in the bin? This has all been so fucking bad.
How about we do a report, Jess? It is your turn to do a report on a topic that I believe you've got from our listener-suggested hat.
Mm-hmm.
And we always start with a question to get on topic.
Okay, so the question this week, I believe you've done a question similar to this in the past, Dave, because it's a topic that I had not heard of, and I don't think you will have heard of it. So my question is just, have you heard of the Pink Panther robberies?
Have you heard of the Pink Panther robberies?
and sync. I've heard of the Pink Panther movies.
Sure,
that's right.
The cartoon spin-off and the Simpsons. Steve Martin remakes.
And The Simpsons with Malloy.
Yes.
Yep.
What was the question again?
Have you heard of the Pink Panther robberies?
I'm guessing they've got to be some sort of a copycat thing? Copycat. Like a panther. No.
I think that maybe I've heard of, is it the Pink Panther? Is it like a crime syndicate or something?
Yes.
But I don't know any details.
Well.
Because the movie plot about the Pink Panther, the gem, they were trying to grab that gem, which was called the Pink Panther.
Grab that phlegm.
They were trying to grab that phlegm. Yeah, but do you think, this is like a chicken or the egg, what came first? The crime syndicate or the films?
The films, really, like the Peter Sellers one's really old. So.
I mean, I feel like the chicken and the egg one might be a little bit more philosophical than this thing that surely has an answer.
Okay, well, I was just trying to create some fun conversation.
Well, I'm just letting you know you did not achieve that.
You put all your eggs in one basket.
Ah.
Or did the chickens come first? Some sort of chicken wordplay.
Phlegm. Very good.
Thank you, Phlegm. I think because the What, the Peter Sellers movies, the first Pink Panther ones, right? They're quite old.
They got to be 60s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but maybe this crime syndicate is old.
And I don't know anything about them.
Well, luckily, I've done some bloody research.
Oh, thank goodness.
That is and can really tell you handy.
All about them. Well, I mean, as much as you can know, because they're a crime syndicate, so, like, well, they're obviously, like, we don't know a lot as well.
Mm.
It's exciting.
Ooh, is it a mystery?
Kind of.
Oh, is this your first mystery, Jess?
Well, I wouldn't say it's full mystery.
Semi-mystery.
Semi-mystery.
Oh, this has got me semi-mystery.
Oh, dear.
Please do go on.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. So this was suggested by Nicholas. I'm definitely going to say your name wrong here. It's Figueroa? Figueroa. He's at NicoFix. NicoFigs. So thank you, Nicholas. It was really interesting because I didn't know anything about them. But
so you hadn't heard of any of this?
No, I hadn't. And I just did some bloody Googling. And I was trapped in a Wikipedia vortex.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it?
Whoa. So a lot of this sort of reads like the plot of Matt Damon movies. Ocean's 11 specifically.
Right.
Why I pick Matt Damon out of that all-star cast. I could have picked Clooney, Pitt, Roberts.
That little Asian guy that does backflips.
Ben Affleck's brother.
Casey Affleck.
Who's the bad guys?
With the widow's peak.
Yeah. I'll know it as soon as I say it. Anyway.
Tim Phlegm.
Could have picked any of them.
When you said it was the last one, Dave, 6 or 7 phlegms ago,
yeah.
Were you lying?
I knew he was from the beginning.
I never phlegm. Fib. Never fib. It's kind of a guess. It's kind of a guess the word that I'm replacing.
Oh, okay.
Bit of a quiz.
What a fun game.
It was a fun game.
Phlegm you, Matt. Phlegm you.
Love you is what he's saying.
Thanks, Dave.
Got it in one.
That's adorable. Anyway, so Pink Panthers.
So it reminds you of Ocean's 11.
Yeah, kind
that
of.
That is cool because...
Or like a lot of sort of crime heist movies, yeah. It's really interesting. Very cool. So they were named after the Pink Panther series of crime comedy films. The name was given to them by Interpol.
Band?
Yes. Yeah, the band. Yeah.
That's great. I like them sometimes.
What's that, the International Police? Is that what it stands for? International
yeah.
Police?
Now, the Pink Panthers are an international jewel thief network.
Oh, they target jewels. See, that is so... movie-esque.
Right? It's so cool. Like, you go along and you're like, I want these guys to win. And then you think about it, you're like, they're criminals.
Yeah, but jewels.
It's so cool. Right? They're composed mostly of Serbs from Serbia, Montenegro, Croatia, and Bosnia.
Oh, that's why you thought of Matt Damon.
Yeah, Bosnia. and they are responsible for some of the most audacious thefts in criminal history.
I do like an audacious Ooh. Crime.
Audacious things are great in general.
Absolutely. It's a good word. Mm. They're responsible for what have been termed some of the most glamorous heists ever. And one criminologist even described their crimes as artistry. How cool is that?
Wow.
So even criminologists are like, well, that's pretty cool.
You guys know I majored in criminology, right?
Yeah, I know, mate. You
basically,
tell us all the time.
Basically a criminologist.
So what do you reckon? You reckon they're pretty cool?
I reckon they were some of the most glamorous things that I've ever, whatever you'd phlegmed.
I think you were quoting Matt.
I think I phlegmed as you said phlegm. So that's good.
Oh, there are definitely people who have turned off. This is a word that I would not like hearing repeatedly.
Phlegm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't like hearing someone cough.
That's even worse.
And
probably.
I'm so sorry. I also had a migraine. I've been on a lot of painkillers, so I'm in a great place emotionally. Anyway,
God, we're really scared about what to say.
She's gonna go on a killing spree, an audacious one.
Some of the most artistic killings we've ever seen. She's the Picasso of a murder.
Aww. That's nice.
In that she rearranged his face so he had 3 eyes. You can see the back of his head at the same time as the front.
Where did she get the 3rd eye from? We'll never know.
Never know.
Mushrooms. Magic mushrooms.
That's where she got the 3rd eye from.
Anyway, so the Pink Panthers have targeted several countries and continents and include Japan's most successful robbery ever amongst their thefts. Some law enforcement agencies suspect that the group is responsible for over $500 million in gold robberies in Dubai, Switzerland, Japan, France, Liechtenstein, Germany, Luxembourg, Spain, and Monaco.
Wow, so there's not exclusively jewel guys.
Mostly jewels, but yeah, they'll pay. If gold's there. Hey,
if there's $500 million of gold lying around, we'll go after it.
They're going to take it. They're not idiots, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not idiots.
Interpol said it's estimated that there are several hundred thieves in the group and that many come from Croatia, Macedonia, Montenegro and Serbia.
How do you keep track of a thing like that?
Well, that's it. They can't.
However, but even inside the organisation.
You like, can't.
Mate, weren't you doing that job in Sweden? No, mate, that was Switzerland. Oh, I always get them confused, whatever.
Yeah, and I think,
and no one's slipping up as well.
Well, that's what's amazing.
And no one ratting.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I don't understand how it works, but it's amazing. The other sources say the gang is suspected of having maybe 60 members, around 30 of whom are thought to be from Montenegro. Several gang members...
I think I say 30 of whom are full-time, others on a more casual wage.
Just, you know, when they've got the time.
More per hour, but they don't get sick or annual leave.
Yeah, they're like seasonal, like when they have some time off their 9-to-5 accounting jobs.
Yeah, that's right. Like a bit of hobby money on the side.
Yeah.
Where they get taxed at a higher rate.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's in that section.
Do you have any jewel robberies to declare this year?
I have no jewel robberies to declare apart from my phlegm.
We'll never know what word he meant.
I get by with a little help from my phlegm. Oh, dear. Anyway, several gang members are former soldiers with violent pasts. They are fluent in many different languages and possess passports for multiple countries.
Fake passports or real passports?
Oh, I mean, excellent point. I don't know. We would assume fake, maybe.
Yeah.
You would assume.
I suppose if you knew for sure, you'd be like, well, it's that guy's passport, so it's that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point. So, fake. In 1993, the gang first came to the attention of police and earned the nickname Pink Panthers following the theft of a £500,000 diamond from a jeweller's in the Mayfair area of central London. The thieves hid the diamond in a jar of face cream, which mimicked an act seen in the film The Return of the Pink Panther. So that's how they got the name Pink Panthers.
They legit got an idea from the movie.
Yeah, well, they seem to, yeah. They hid it in face cream.
They were definitely the chicken.
Oh, interesting, okay.
Came from the egg.
Mm-hmm.
But the egg, oh, man. Gee, tell you what. It just it makes my brain phlegm.
Brain phlegm is not a nice thing, is it?
Yeah, you really should see a doctor.
Anyway, in May 2005, Graff, a diamond specialist in London, was targeted by Pink Panthers and lost a total of £1 million in jewellery. In the space of 6 years during the 21st century, I like how they've worded that because it's like, it could be any 6 years, but it's a six-year period.
Sometime in the last 16 years.
Exactly. The Pink Panthers robbed 120 stores in 20 different countries. Japan, London, Denmark, Monaco, Paris, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates and the United States have all been targeted, and their attention to detail has ensured this high rate of success. Before robbing a jewellery store in France, the gang covered a nearby bench in fresh paint to deter anyone from sitting on it and seeing them in action.
What? Like that is brilliant. Imagine
brilliant.
Being at the pitch meeting and being like, there's a bench there, we don't want anyone there, we paint it. But I would have been the guy that said, we don't need to paint it. We just need a sign that says fresh paint.
And that's why you'd be making the big bucks. Mm-hmm.
We just saved like $30 for a can of paint.
Yeah. And when you're making millions, you need to save the $30.
Exactly.
Everywhere you can.
And then I'd be wandering past a private detective who's on holiday but still got a keen eye for everything. He just starts looking at, I think that must be an old sign because I'd touch it and be like, that feels dry. I'd take the sign off the back, sit there, witness the crime, and lock you all up.
And why
your whole
am I
web
involved?
Of lies. Well, you're all there.
What if I...
You're all there, mate. Don't try... Oh, you're backtracking now. What's that in your hand?
Is that paint?
What's that in your hand right there?
I've got literally nothing in my hands.
Yeah, that's a fistful of gems.
No, it's not.
It is. Oh, that's it. You're going away a long time, sister.
Sequel to that Clint Eastwood movie, Fistful of Gems.
Fistful of phlegm.
It's great that we get to talk about gems on this episode.
There's so many opportunities.
What if I shat on the seat?
What?
No one would come up with
oh.
10 feet of that seat.
On the bench.
Look, I'd still touch it to see if it was dry.
Caution, wet shit. Hang on. This shit isn't dry. What is dry? On closer inspection.
This shit is dry. This has been here for a while. Look, I'd still touch it. He's committed to catching crimps.
Let me get a thermometer. I'll tell you how fresh this is. This was laid about 15 minutes ago.
Can
what came first, you the chicken or the shit?
You know what he hates the most?
Poo joke. That's why I went there, because it shut him up. If I was being interrogated by you as a police officer, I would just start making references to poo, 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 poo and shit. And you'd be like, this interview is over. And I'd be like, great, I'm free, I'm going home. And I didn't even buy the paint.
Poo, poo, poo. Poo,
poo, poo.
Poo and shit.
Poo, poo. Poo, bum, shit. Jess, can I ask you to poo go on?
I can't.
He's genuinely just silent.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm trying really hard. Can you hear the wheeze? Anyway, it's fine. We may need to call
an ambulance. I can hear the wheeze and the poo.
Matt, how do you feel about wee jokes?
Yeah, not as bad. Not as bad.
Wee jokes are better. Yeah, so if definitely. I weed on the seat, that would also take people. I wouldn't sit on a park bench covered in wee.
How would you know it's wee and not just rainwater?
I think it's got a hefty, distinctive
taste.
I always lick seats before I sit on them. Yeah. You must.
Yeah. Oh, you must.
I was going to go with any of the other senses, but
what feel? Yeah. It would feel
it's
the
got
same.
A different feel. It's got a different sound. A different sound. Hang on. This sounds like piss, not water. There's a jewel thief going in there.
Ah, and that's how they got him. Attention to detail.
Oh, have they got them? That's what I'm wondering.
Anyway. Now, the gang is suspected of participating in at least 2 smash-and-grab jewellery robberies in Tokyo's Ginza district.
Ginza. Been there. I actually have.
The first in 2004 netted 3.5 million yen in gems, phlegms. The second, in June 2007, took jewellery valued at 284 million yen.
That sounds a lot more.
That's quite a lot more. The first was 3.5.
Second. I don't think 3.5 million yen's that much.
Okay. All right.
But 284...
But if somebody came up to you and was like, hey, just for nothing, I'd like to give you 3.5 million yen, you'd be like, don't insult me. It's still a bit of money.
Is that what you're
still...
saying, Dave? Are you saying you'd be insulted by that amount of money?
I have a few follow-up questions if someone offered me
you'd
yen
need to do
in the streets
conversion?
In Melbourne.
Well, look, mate, I'm giving you the money now or I'm walking. I don't need to answer these questions. I'm offering you a big chunk of dollars, mate.
All right, how much is it?
It's $41,000.
Dave, are you taking the money or not? Because I've really got to go.
Well, as a highly successful ass prod, I would probably say don't make a fool of yourself.
Wow.
By offering or by not offering?
No, by offering.
By offering.
It's a pittance.
I would take $41,000. Oh my God, I would take that big time.
Does anyone have it?
Please.
I'll take it, please.
Oh God, please.
Patreon.com. Do go on.
No. Dave gets it. No.
Dave doesn't need it.
No. He doesn't want it.
Yeah. Please pledge 3.5 million yen per month.
That's all we ask.
That's all we ask.
Maybe just for a couple of months, maybe, and then Matt and I can both have $41,000.
Maybe that could be our next goal, 3.5 million yen per month.
I think it's better to set goals we can achieve. Just an idea.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, so
the Pink Panther group are listening.
So they've do you know what though? Like they quite probably are.
Do you reckon there's that many members?
They're still active.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, so it's not a 70s thing. It's like a
the first one when they first came to mind was in 93.
Oh.
And then these two ones in Tokyo were in 2007 and 2004.
Oh.
Like they're recent. They're still out there. So quite probably they're listening.
Is there a chance that one of us is in the gang?
No.
Oh.
I'm so confident, no. Because of your complete lack of attention to detail.
Yeah, but they'd be so good that they'd make it... if I was in the gang, I'd dress like me.
Yeah, because it'd be the next, like, the scene.
But they don't.
You walk out of the room, right, and then Dave does a little thing, and it reveals that he's known all along, and he's been in, you know, those sort of...
Slow zoom.
Yeah, and you see...
We're not in a film.
His name... No, we are. Well, aren't we?
Be a shit film.
Well, there's a lot of editing to be done.
Fine.
You don't think our lives could edit down to a good 90 minutes?
No.
Imagine that.
That's, do you reckon?
That is sad that we're,
surely.
My life isn't interesting enough for a 90-minute movie.
I don't think I've done anything
math
interesting.
Math boy, how many hours have you guys been on the world? Then maybe me as well.
Go on, Dave.
And, you know, you take 90 minutes out of that.
You're past your 10,000 days.
Okay. 10,000. So I've done 10,000 days.
So
you don't think I can get 90 minutes out of my 10,000?
Well, what have you done that's movie-worthy?
What? Wait, I mean, have you seen movies like... Dave, name a shit movie.
It'd be like The Truman Show.
Exactly.
Not a shit movie, but I just mean
great
like,
movie. It's a very good movie.
Just a person living their life.
Are you looking for the word documentary?
Yes.
The Truman Show isn't one, Dave.
No, but like, it's just someone living their life and following them.
Yeah.
Documentary.
Yeah.
Like maybe like the movie that I've Nick Cave was in called... 10,000 days. Was that 20,000?
20,000 days.
20,000 days.
He's old.
Anywho, may I go on?
Please.
Thank you. The gang is also known for its daring escapes and attempts...
Yes! This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And attempts to break into their chosen store. They robbed a jewellery store in Saint-Tropez in 2005 wearing T-shirts emblazoned with flowery designs, then made their escape on a speedboat.
That's great. That's really good.
Why are they? What's the flower? Oh, you said that's like clever and daring, but was it genuinely daring? All right,
that one's just kind of funny.
All right, Wes, I bet you can't rob this next door wearing that stupid flowery shirt. All right, I'll wager you, and I'm going to get all seven members matching shirts with our name, our nickname emblazoned on the back, and my address.
Bucks party.
In another robbery, four gang members dressed themselves up as women in December 2008. I'm assuming they were men. Otherwise, you'd just be dressing yourself. Before breaking into Francis Harry Winston Jewelers in Paris, the gang escaped from the store with items worth over $100 million.
$100 million?
Mm-hmm.
Now that is a heist.
Dave, I've got to leave this $100 million worth of stolen goods with you. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
It's yours to keep.
Now you're talking.
You got I'd take $41,000 cash, spendable money.
But you would know that there was something wrong with it, so I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
As a suspicious person.
Where do you start when you've got to on-sell stolen gems?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I'll stop interrupting.
I will tell you. There's also growing speculation that the US $65 million heist on the 6th of August 2009... which was of an exclusive London jewellery store, was the work of the same group. A key element in the speculation is that the men who looted Graff Diamonds on New Bond Street made no effort to hide their faces, suggesting that they'd been able to alter their looks with Mission Impossible-style prosthetic makeup.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's so cool!
But are they like a group that comes out like ISIS and claims attacks? Or do people just go, oh, that must have been the pink... But do they have, like, a Twitter account or something? Like,
no.
We've struck again, or a business card?
Well, they don't even call themselves Pink Panthers. Not really. It was a title given to them. I suppose they probably do now. But initially they weren't like, okay, guys, what should we call ourselves?
How pissed would you be if you're like, oh, let's call ourselves the Seven Diamond Snakes. And then the media calls you something else. And you can't really issue a press release being like, actually, we've decided to change our name.
Yeah.
New direction.
Where the fuck did you get Pink Panthers
totally
from?
Could, though.
We don't do diamonds anymore. We're more gold bullion. So if you could call us the Golden Lads.
Yeah, the Bullion Boys.
Bullion Boys.
Yeah, that's better. I'm letting Jess name me the Golden Lads.
But there are ladies in the groups, too. So, and they play a very important role.
Yeah, right, Dave, you sexist.
Which I will talk
the
about.
The politically correct golden people. We are now called the golden people.
I actually quite like, I often refer to myself in a group as the something boys all the time. I just think it sounds funny.
The Dugoon Boys.
Dugoon Boys. I call you two my potty boys. If people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, catching up with my potty boys.
I reckon Matt hates that because it sounds like potty. Do you hate that, Matt?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like we're potty. Pals.
What else should I call you then?
Your golden boys.
My golden boys?
I'm happy with that.
Golden Shower Boys.
Oh. Yes, now we're getting...
Golden Shower Phlegms.
Now we're getting warmer from your piss.
How good does it feel to make a piss joke?
Feels good. You liberating.
Did it. You
liberating.
Did it.
Now just do a poo one and you'll feel great.
I don't want to. I don't.
Okay, all right.
Look, baby steps.
Yeah, we'll get there. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of poo.
What's really interesting is that not a lot is known about the group, obviously, because they're quite secretive. A documentary was made in 2013 called Smash and Grab.
Was it just like, are you in the group? No. Nah. How about you? No. Nah. How about you? No, but I'm Banksy. Wrong doco, mate. Wrong doco.
Don't make me laugh, you bastard. Nah, that's very funny, though.
Banksy boys.
Nah, but I'm Banksy. Not now.
Not now. Wrong documentary.
The documentary Smash and Grab interviewed reporters, detectives and Interpol agents, as well as actual members of the group.
What?
But they didn't show their faces properly. They would...
How do they get in contact? They put like an ad in the New York Times. We want to interview...
Yeah, they just put an ad in the New York Times.
Matt could have just shown up and said, yeah, I'm in the group.
Yeah.
We wear floral shirts. We drive speedboats. What more do you need to know?
Well, I'm a Pink Panther boy. I like to shit on benches. What? Yeah. You got any more questions?
Do a DNA test. I did the poo. It was me.
Yeah.
What else? I'll do one
right here.
Can you please?
I just did one. A poo joke.
Yeah.
Not a poo.
No, gone. No.
Even the word is fucked. It feels gross.
So funny.
It's too evocative.
So funny that you're the one who said the C word the most on this show, but you can't say poo.
Yeah, the C word's a bit of fun.
Poo's fun in a way. Poo's serious business.
Poo's even more relatable than the C word.
I would agree.
We all poo. But we don't all see. Can you tell me about the documentary?
Yes.
You say they interviewed. Like, that just blows my mind. They, a secretive group.
They interviewed them, and I think there was mostly audio recordings, and they sort of animated their faces, so you don't know what they look like. And they didn't use their real names.
Do you think they made requests? Can I please have a mustache?
Yeah.
I can't grow one.
I would like to look 30 years younger, please.
Please.
So what sort of... I watched the documentary. Okay, I watched it.
They're animated and you just hear...
Yeah, I'm just one of these people that's altered my voice so you can't actually tell.
No, it's not like that.
Guys. I'm from the Pink Panther group.
They're quite often voiced by actors. So they've like interviewed them, taken transcripts, and then they're revoiced by actors.
Is that why you thought of Matt Damon? They got him to read it?
Yeah, Matt Damon's in it, yeah.
Hello, I'm from the Pink Panthers.
Matt Damon. So you don't know what they look like and they don't use their real names, but it's actually really well done.
Actors worried about being arrested?
No. But again, you don't see the actors' faces either.
But did you enjoy this doco?
I actually did. I thought it was done really, really well. It was very interesting. They also had like surveillance footage from the actual... heists as well.
Right.
And it was just kind of interesting because like when you try and research Pink Panther robberies, you don't really get a lot of information because not a lot is known. So it was kind of cool to hear inside scoops.
And what did they actually say, the people that were interviewed and then acted out or whatever?
Well, I'm not going to like say word for word, am I? I'm going to summarize as I've taken note. I took 9 pages of notes.
What?
Like I sat on my laptop in bed writing notes in my notebook. Handwritten notes. I highlighted.
I was gonna say in hand, by hand.
In hand.
You had an in-hand chef.
I had an in-hand chef. Yep.
Taking notes.
We're putting those notes up on our Patreon.
That's right.
Yeah, you can see my notes.
Oh, we're putting them on, no, that's our auction, on our eBay account. Just as handwritten notes.
Yeah.
Maybe even Sotheby's or whatever that big...
It's the big one.
The auction house.
You know how I talked about putting my toe print on the Christmas cards?
Yep.
We've had quite a few tweets of people saying they want that.
Yeah, good
really?
One, dickhead. Now
I,
you actually
I
have to
not
do it.
Seen any of those tweets.
All right, well, they made number 3+.
Yeah.
And that plus could be wrong.
3.
3.
Up to 3.
That is a baffling amount of people who want your filthy feet.
Toe prints on their Christmas cards.
I'm
going to
put one on everyone. Yeah, now from now on the rule is you have to tweet it if you don't want the toe print on
your
Patreon
Christmas
card.
Which toe? You know, your big toe? Because that'll take up a lot of room for where we'd like to write notes.
My toe is very small.
No, that's true. Like
my biggest toe is...
It's like a pinprick.
What if anybody wants a print of your tush? Can we cover your tush in ink and put that on a postcard?
You'll have to contribute a little bit more than $5 a month.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking 3.5 million yen a month.
That's how much you think your tush is worth. That is interesting.
Not his tush, his tush print.
My real tush is worth... 35 million yen per
okay,
month.
Take out the decimal point.
That's right.
I see.
Times 10, you get the real thing.
Oh, wow.
It's enough to make it probably worth it. If you're willing to put $3.5 million in for the Tush print, uh-huh. you're probably willing to go the whole way for the whole Tush. That is my thinking.
Wait, and how does that work?
That's smart.
The whole, so it gets cut out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cut off.
Put in your butt bone and...
Then how do you walk and poop?
Well, you have to make sacrifices.
You do that for the pod?
Well, yeah.
For the millions of dollars.
I think it's more like $400,000.
I would like to go on the record and say I will not be cutting off my tush for this podcast. I love this podcast more than anything else I do.
But has anyone interested in your tush like they are in my tiny tush?
That is a great point. No.
Don't put that out there.
That is an excellent point.
Also, my tush is male friendly. It's so small. Male. M-A-I-L. Well, if you pay $35 million, I don't care what gender you are.
Do you care if they...
Why would you care what gender they are to the mailing of your ass to them?
What's happening?
But you could mail M-A-I-L-M-I. Oh, I will now be spelling out every homonym that I come across.
Fabulous.
Just in case.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you jumping, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It'd be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God.
Hey, do you reckon I could talk about this documentary some more?
I think everyone wants to do that.
I think they'd prefer me to cough at this point.
9 pages of notes.
9 pages of notes.
Please do go on.
What's interesting is that, like, unlike other crime groups, they're very organized and they're incredibly fast. What's funny about that, Dave?
Stop you right there.
Yeah.
He really didn't let you get in too deep.
No, he didn't at all. I said one dot point.
Because organized crime is a well-documented thing.
No.
Unlike many groups that you may have heard of, the Mafia, the Yakuza, these people are actually organised.
Okay, more organised than your bloody kids running into a 7-Eleven with a baseball bat, all right?
Or the Bling Ring.
Thank you.
Yeah, they were quite organised.
Fucking hell.
All right, no, pardon me.
My point being is that they prepare, they scope out places, they plan the robberies very thoroughly. They're viewed almost with a Robin Hood kind of feeling. Like, people interviewed, like, normal civilians, kind of said they thought, like, good on them.
The key point of Robin Hood is that he did not keep the money. He gave the majority to the poor.
Fuck, you would just rip everything to shreds, won't
but,
you?
But there definitely is a thing, and I feel it a lot as well, where I'm and in this show, when you're talking about criminals, I'm normally barracking for them to get away with it. D.B. Cooper and those guys, I'm on board.
I said what I just said, but I love these guys.
Yeah, they're so cool. No, but I think it's just that they're stealing from, like, big companies. Like,
yeah, if they're stealing from, it's like... What do you got? Just rattle out your little piggy bank there, little girl. Yeah. Or someone take your life savings.
No, they're taking... $17,
yeah, so... I still take it.
Oh, no, you took a diamond away from someone that was willing to pay $5 million for a diamond.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. Even detectives and some of the Interpol agents kind of tip their hat to them in a way. There's kind of a sense that they're so good at what they do that it's impressive. It's really, like, even Interpol is kind of like, geez, good on them, I reckon.
Yeah.
Not really, but then they tend not to be violent at all. Now, according to one gang member, the group is made up of many small teams. And there's no one big boss controlling everything.
It's there's like, no boss.
No. It's like a wide chain of command. And there's no, like, head honcho.
Nah. Like it'll a never work. Boss. Never work.
Well, apparently it bloody does, champ. And he says, to do what we do, you need to be smart and skilled. So how did it all start, I hear you asking. I wrote, so how did it all start? God.
I am nine pages
of notes.
I'm keen to know how did it all started.
Well... After the breakup of Yugoslavia, there was a series of political upheavals and conflicts which caused the Yugoslav Wars.
That is actually in the hat. Someone has asked
Yugoslav
about
Wars.
Yugoslavia and the countries it split up into.
Well, there you go. And around that time, so it was between 1991 and 2001, a lot of people became involved in crime because there weren't jobs for them. And a lot started with smuggling goods across borders, started with clothing and then jewellery and then other things sort of followed from there. One of the Panthers, who's referred to as Mike... described his best job, which was in Spain. This is really cool because, like, he sort of gives you the how it works from their point of view. So it was a boutique jeweler that had really beautiful products, diamonds galore. I wrote diamonds galore.
Did Mike say that, or you said that?
that's a Perkins. They scoped it out, but they noticed there was no easy way to access the store. But then,
wow, they didn't have a door. Do things differently in Spain. I've always said that. I've always said that.
So there's no easy access to the store. So then they had an idea. Souvenir shop next door.
What?
Yeah, right. So
it's got a door.
It's got a door. You got a door, then you got a gym.
That ad was incredible. God, I hope that translates. I think it's an American guy. So yeah, have you seen that? You got a door, you got a door.
You got a door, then you got a gym.
You got a gym, okay?
And also a way to get into the building.
But more importantly, a gym.
So this souvenir
shop... It doesn't work every way, though. You got a gym, you don't definitely have a door. Let me tell you that. You probably have a door, but some gyms, they don't have no door.
What gyms don't have a door?
Okay, gotta go.
And then he runs into the wall because there's no door.
What the fuck? What the fuck? This gym's got no door. I'm going to die in the gym. That's why I look this good. I've lived in a gym for 10 years.
Just has a cat fight.
Yeah, food. Just kind of, in hindsight, I may be locked in the prison gym.
So in most, if not every group, there is one woman. And Mike says there's only ever one. He doesn't really explain why. Maybe they get too catty. I don't know.
They can't be trusted in the gym. Let me tell you that.
They love dwarfs.
You ever seen a girl in the gym? I don't think so. Well, not in my gym. I'm the only one here. I'm trapped. Please send help. Please.
The women in the Panthers have to be exceptional. Mike says they have to be exceptional. They're intelligent. They're beautiful. Elegant, and they need to love money.
Sounds like you're describing yourself there, Jess Perkins.
Oh my God, Dave Warnicki, thank you so much.
Yes, that's right.
I needed that.
You're beautiful.
Stop it.
You're clever, and you're obsessed with money.
I am. I love it.
Patreon.com/Google.
Support Jess's diamond habit.
What are you doing with them?
I got a habit for diamonds. Anyway. Now, the woman in this group was referred to as Lena. She was interviewed as well, and she was fascinating. Like, the way she spoke about herself was, like, so arrogant. She was like, oh, I was beautiful. And...
But if you know you're the best.
No, absolutely. So...
They have to be exceptional. We only... In the Panthers, we only accept women of an exceptional quality. They gotta be beautiful.
Is this a Brando?
I'm not sure.
I think it's a good Brando.
It's a very good Brando.
It's better than most people that claim they're good at it.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, that was kind of
I found my calling.
Compliments galore tonight.
That's one.
So back to the souvenir shop.
Nice.
Lena befriended the Spanish owner of the souvenir shop, and she didn't purposefully seduce him, but she said he was infatuated by her looks.
But she did seduce him.
Well, she seduced him, but it's like, I didn't go in there to seduce him, but, you know, one thing led to another. He hired her to work at the shop, not really to sell things because her Spanish wasn't good enough, but to oversee the running of the business. So basically just to hang around.
But the other workers couldn't understand what she said.
Couldn't understand a word, but she was pretty.
Your manner, I don't know what you're saying, but the tone seems off.
You're 10 minutes late.
¿Qué?
¿Qué?
¿Qué hora es? Does that mean something?
I don't speak Spanish.
Sí.
So she had to gain his trust in order to be able to scope out the building itself, including the internal wall that joined the store to the jewelry store next door. So she's just kind of like scoping out the building. Oh, what's this over here? Just checking for studs. What's going on here? Okay.
He's like, oh, good. Lena's really loving that wall.
I like walls. Anyway, I'm real pretty. So that's her shtick.
Nice.
So she monitored the jewelry store as well and noted when they opened and closed, when they were going to get coffee, the habits of the people working there.
They probably had a sign on the door.
Probably could have just figured that out. So probably Google it.
Google. Oh, it's apparently closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
That information took me a year and I slept with 17 people.
Some of those were tourists.
Yeah. I just asked them if they'd been to that store yet.
Anyway.
Most of them didn't pay off.
Work's work, huh? You know, you gotta earn a living. This is irrelevant to that, but just another thing I believe.
Yeah, just spouting philosophy here.
In these teams, a woman is the most important member. A man could stick out in a jewelry store, but a woman can browse and try things on and not stand out at all. I don't know.
Wow, there's been like 7 muscular Serbians that have tried on tiaras in the last hour.
Weird.
That usually happens on Fridays only, and it's Monday.
What a memorable day. If anybody were to ever ask if anything suspicious had happened recently.
Right. Or check the security cameras on this day.
Most importantly, though, the woman's job is to scout the shop and take account of everything. Who's there, how many displays are there, distance between displays and counters, how many cameras, entrances, all that sort of thing, right? So Lena would take a ring into the store and say she'd lost weight and needed it to be resized. And so while they're doing that, she's got enough time to have a look around and assess everything. And she's not suspicious because, like, she's waiting for them to do it. So she's got all this time. Smart.
That's really good.
Very smart. This is really cool. When she returned home, another member of the team would sketch the floor plan based on her descriptions. So now they've got an idea of the floor plan of the store. It's like Ocean's 11.
It totally is. Yeah,
it's so cool.
But it also seems doable. The movie, Ocean's Between the 11. Three of us, we could totally do this.
Don't say that on a podcast.
Fuck.
Now it's recorded.
Yeah, we'll never do it, right, guys?
We'll never do
Matt
it.
Matt is not winking.
Hey, I don't think you should say.
I said you're not winking.
Oh, okay, great.
He's still not winking.
But why were you winking when you said that?
Well, definitely.
That made it very confusing.
I'm a really bad winker, so I probably can't join in.
Yeah, you're a very exaggerated winker. I'm a great winker.
Go again.
Just one of those. Just like
that's delicate.
Fired one off.
Yeah, delicate. I'm a delicate winker.
It's a wink of an exceptional quality.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the audition?
Yeah, you got to be able to wink.
You're such a subtle winker that I think...
Is she just flinching?
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Did that happen? I would need 2 to confirm. Go 1. Or double.
I just did a quick double.
Fuck, you're good.
Yeah, thank you. Anywho, so this heist took 4 months of planning. Then one night during a festival celebration, they decided to pounce. With all the noise and the music from the festival happening in the street, no one could hear them breaking through the wall of the souvenir shop. They made a hole in the wall and they squeezed through. They ignored the jewels on display because they knew they were all alarmed. Mike said they always alarm the cheap stuff as a decoy. The really good stuff is in the safe.
What?
So all the stuff in little displays that you could grab, he's like, no point. That's cheap shit and it's alarmed.
That's a great tip.
Very good.
Which I will not be using and I'm not winking.
Well, I wouldn't call it a wink anyway.
Yeah, okay. I'm confused. If you say I'm not winking while winking, does that mean you are winking?
I think the wink overrides the words.
Okay.
I'm going to be terrible thieves.
But a wink means you're saying what I'm saying is not really true. So if you're saying I'm not winking while you're winking, does that overrule your words? to mean that you are winking.
All right, let me be more straight here. I'm going to rob a jewellery store tonight.
He did not wink.
He didn't wink. Does that mean he's...
He's fibbing.
I'm very... This he's
Fleming.
Very
I'm Fleming. That was Flem.
You're Flemish.
He's Ian Fleming.
Ian Fleming. The number one Flemmer.
Anyway, so all the good stuff's in the safe. So they go to the safe. They try to open it, but they can't get it open. Jeez Louise. So they go get a car jack from the van, pick up the safe, put it in the van.
What? It feels like the safe shouldn't be movable.
Well, apparently it is. But they just... With a car jack, too.
What did the jack do? Get it off the wall, off the floor.
I guess.
It's like a lifter.
Yeah.
You got a leaner. Now you got a lifter. Lifter and leaner. What are you, a lifter or a leaner?
That's very good.
Lifter is the second most important person.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Group.
Leaner's the most important, and the lifter, second most important. So they drove the van like through the festivities and out into the forest, where they'd be safe, and they worked on it all night, and they couldn't get it open. And they had to wait until morning so they could go and buy additional tools they needed to get it open. And once they had the extra tools, it just took them just over an hour to get it open, and they found...
Here we go.
...that it was full!
Oh, I honestly thought empty.
No. 3 bags of stones, 2 bags of bracelets, and 1 bag of watches. 3 bags of stones, though. Hello. When the robbery was reported in the news, it was said the haul was $3 million worth of stuff. This is so funny. Mike said there was also a dildo in the safe. And he said, I bet you they didn't declare that to the police.
What? Was it diamond studded?
But I would also really like if somebody who was working at that jewellery store was watching this documentary now. And he says that, they're like, oh, shit, he's legit. I did not declare that. Oh, no. So, what happens from there?
Do you mean what do they do with the dildo?
No, what do they do with the jewels? The dildo, I believe, didn't do anything with. So, the gang take the stones to their contact in Belgrade. He has to sell abroad, as it's too risky for the Panthers to...
Lena?
He has to sell abroad. Oh, Matthew. Took Dave a little too long. That's okay. Comedy's not first nature for all of us. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that hurts. That really hurts.
She was referring to me.
So it's too risky for the Panthers to do it, right? So they go through their contact, and a courier takes the stones to a mediator to sell, and that takes a couple of days. Panthers take 20 to 30% depending on the value of the diamond, and the courier takes a 5% cut. So it's like a really quick turnaround. It's like you've done the theft. You've done a theft, you've thieved, and then within a few days you've got cash in hand. Okay, so in the 90s, the US asked the UN to prevent diamond smuggling because the war in Sierra Leone was being financed by diamond trade. So America then requested that every diamond traded in Sierra Leone had to have a certificate of its origin. So the Pink Panthers would take their diamonds to a man referred to as Mr. Green, who would process the diamonds and forge diamond certificates.
Saying they were from Sierra Leone.
Yeah, or just like they'd have an origin and they'd be authentic. But what they would do is like the diamonds are cut and reshaped and therefore they get smaller. So if it was a 30 carat before, it'll be a 15 carat now. And it's almost it's not possible to prove that they're not clean, according to Mr. Green. It's like you can't prove that they're not clean. It's like they're almost new diamonds.
Oh, wow.
And ironically, his biggest client is America. And he's like, I've never
That's
been to...
a big client.
Big client. America.
A whole country.
Whole country. He said, I've never been to America, but I know that my diamonds are on the hands of their brides. Ooh, take that, America, you dickheads. No, we've got a lot of American listeners.
No, we love you.
Thank you.
We love you.
But if you have a diamond on you, there's a good chance it's a Panther diamond.
Is that bad though? Who gives a shit? That's more fun.
Probably.
I reckon your marriage is definitely going to succeed if you're on a Panther diamond.
Okay, you're really on the side of the Panthers, aren't you?
Yeah, big time.
I like it. That's good.
They haven't killed anyone yet.
Yet. No, I don't think. Well, I think they might. So, finish with is a list of their arrests. Just a few of them.
So some have been busted.
Some have been busted, but remembering that. I mean, some sources think there's 60 of them and others think there's hundreds. A few arrests, there's still plenty of them out there. You know?
But the people that are arrested obviously aren't ratting.
No. And but that's the thing, because they're all part of small groups and there's no big boss, you like if you rat, you may rat out, like, let's say you the three of us are a team. I know you two, but that doesn't mean I know other people in the same organization. Like, I know this team.
Right.
That's so good, I can rat out you and you, sure, and then we're all fucked. But that doesn't bring down the whole organization.
But then you don't you rat out your guy who's the link to the next guy?
Maybe.
And then they follow that chain, or they try to.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a criminal myself. Maybe
you've got a you got some tendencies.
Me? Criminal yeah. tendencies?
Yeah, you're very smooth.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that time you stole 100 things?
That time I stole 100 things? Yeah. Hearts. Fellas.
100 hearts at once.
Ooh. Am I doing it
was
now?
She was at a cow farm.
Oh, no.
So it was, it's not as impressive as it first sounded. No, oh. they have multiple stomachs, not hearts.
Quite late on a Friday night.
You know, cows with their four hearts.
They got four hearts.
Yeah, the grass starts in one chamber and moves to the next.
What did you think they needed four hearts for? Then again, what do they need four stomachs for? Am I right?
I don't think the stomach thing's real either.
Yeah, it is.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just like sections of the same thing or something.
Oh.
This could be like when you told our listeners if they ever lost an arm to put it in milk.
Oh,
look, don't listen to us for science.
It turns out that I was thinking of tooth, and even that was wrong.
Look, don't listen to us for anything. No, don't listen.
Listen to us for things.
No, don't. Don't do it. That's enough.
No, I like it when they listen.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, listen. Just don't take the advice at face or any other value.
I'm sorry for coughing on you. Okay, so some of their arrests. The thieves have been identified and linked through DNA matching, according to Interpol. In 2005, three Serbs, two men and one woman, were arrested in Belgrade. In October 2007, they were sentenced to jail terms by a court in Serbia for the theft of the Comtesse de Vendome necklace, which is worth approximately £15 million, or $30 million US dollars, from a Tokyo jeweller. And that was Japan's biggest ever jewellery robbery in March 2004. So they got busted for a big one, for a fancy necklace.
That's a big bust.
I kind of like imagining that one, sort of like the necklace from the Titanic. You know, like it's a real fancy necklace.
The heart of the ocean.
Yeah. It's probably even fancier.
Wow. Even fancier.
Probably.
And then Rose just bloody drops it in the water. What are you doing, Rose? Give it to your kids. Help them out, you fucking idiot.
No, she drops it in the ocean. Fucking sorry, spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen Titanic. Also,
what bit does that spoil? Hang on, someone called Rose is going to drop something in the sea. I hope that ship's all right.
It's In 2009, French police in Monte Carlo detained another three members of the gang when they were seen loitering near jewellery shops in Monaco. So, smart.
Shout out to our one listener in Monaco.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, we got a regular communicator from Monaco.
Hello. One of the three arrested, his name was Dragon. It's a fucking great name.
Is that a code name?
No, his name's Dragan. It's a name.
Love it.
It's a great name.
Firstborn son.
I can't say his last name, so I'm just going to call him Dragon. He was of special interest to the police investigation. He's from Serbia and is on Interpol's most wanted list, possibly being a senior member of the Pink Panthers. He's also been on the run since 2005 after breaking out of jail via a ladder whilst other people fired machine guns at the prison. So he just scoots out down a ladder.
Because there was no door.
No door.
Guys, I can't find this door.
I can't find this door.
Hey, how about this ladder? Machine guns.
You got a ladder, you got a gym. Well, you know.
It's all the same thing.
Nah, let's be honest. You got a ladder.
You got a ladder. But that's quite important.
Most recently, in 2013, a member of the gang escaped from a prison in Switzerland, and he hasn't yet been caught.
He's still on the run.
He's still there. What's really interesting is like one of their biggest heists was in a mall in Dubai in 2007, and it was like a scene from The Italian Job. I think I would liken it to
original remake.
Mark Wahlberg in the remake.
Remake.
Who's in the original?
No idea.
Steve McQueen or someone like that.
Someone super cool.
Patrick Swayze or, you know.
Robert Redford.
Like. Right, yeah. Anyway, Gary McDonald.
Gary McDonald was in it, that's for sure. Anyway, they backed, so they had two cars, two Audis.
Two Minis.
No, Audis, unfortunately.
Minis, minis or Audis? No. Minis or Audis.
Belly button joke. So one of the cars backs in to the door of
Gangster style.
You got to be ready. Backs into the door of the mall, and the other one follows. And then they get out of the car. They smash into the jewelry store. They smash like the front window. Grab all their stuff. Get back in the car. Out the door. Onto the highway, and the police later were like, the whole thing took less than 10 minutes, like including get away, out on the highway, get far away, ditch the cars, burn the cars, get in the getaway car and take off. Less than 10 minutes.
That's super cool.
It's very fast and efficient and crazy.
That is really good. You'd want to be making some sort of a profit when you have to burn a couple of luxury cars.
Yeah, I think they may have been rentals.
Well, probably rentals. Stolen.
But, I mean, you basically stolen them and burnt them. I guess they're easy to liquidate, liquefy. What do you say to, like, turn something into money?
Cashify? I don't know. We've never made anything into money.
Yeah. Well, I guess a car is a lot. A stole. Yeah, anyway. Fucking shut up.
I was going to say, there's Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
The original Italian Job.
You looked that up?
My name. No, that's no good.
No, that was pretty good. Go again.
Go again.
My name is Michael Caine.
That's not bad.
That's quite good.
Michael Caine.
Oh, that's pretty good too.
Michael Caine.
You're only meant to blow the bloody doors off.
Master Wayne.
Master Wayne. I'm in the Italian Job, and I'm here to tell you, I was also in Zulu, and I am in a Batman movie.
There's a madness song. Oh, that's not good. There's a madness song about me called My Name is Michael Caine. And it goes a little something like this. My name is Michael Caine. That's the chorus. Catchy tune. Do yourself a favour.
Wow.
Bits of vague English. Some clearly Australian with a weird sound.
Molly Meldrum's catchphrase.
I do the what?
Do yourself a favour.
Do yourself a favour.
My dream is that do yourself a favour will become my catchphrase. I say it more than he ever has already.
Do go on a favour.
Do go on a favour.
I'm going to try. What about this one? Do yourself a Molly Meldrum.
Do yourself a Molly. Maybe just a Molly.
Molly.
Our international listeners don't know who Molly Meldrum is.
Really? They don't know who Molly Meldrum is?
I don't think so.
The man who produced... The Real Thing by Russell Morris?
I don't even know who that is. I really don't.
Oh, really?
The guy. Come and see the real thing. Yeah. Come and see the real thing.
That was on Molly.
Was that produced
by Russell Morris? There's a really mean thing.
Come and see the real thing. Come and see the real thing. Come and see. I am the real
thing.
Yeah, it's all Molly. All Molly. I mean, a majority of that's Russell Morris, I guess, but.
Yeah.
Russell Morris. That's a funny name.
Anyway, that sort of. It's kind of a topic that leads to a lot of dead ends because
that's what they want you to do.
Exactly.
Yes.
They're still out there, there's not a lot of information about them. I kind of want them to just keep going.
Would you join them if you could?
No.
Oh.
I'm
not exceptional.
Is that still a thing? We can only have one woman. She has to be exceptional. We'll accept any fuckhead man.
No, but they won't though. They're not just your basic crooks. They are like very good at what they do. Like they're really good at like breaking into safes and like they're very skilled. So they're not idiots. They're smart people. And you've got to, like, that's the thing. They take so long to scope out places. I'd get bored. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, let's just do it tonight.
Yeah.
I've got the night off.
Let's do it.
Come on, I'm bored.
I'm bored.
I got the shit ready to go.
Come on.
Let's put it on the bench. No, we got 3 months till the shit on the bench maneuver.
Oh, I've got to hold on to this shit for 3 months.
Just keep holding, all right?
I'm going to cover the whole fucking bench.
Yes, and the plan will come off. Just wait.
Nobody's going to sit on a bench covered in shit.
Yeah, I reckon the perfect plan.
What would happen is I'd be recruited, and they'd be like, "All right, mate, we'll give you the easiest job. You just have to make sure no one sits on the bench." And in my head, I'll be like, "I got this," and I'll get arrested shitty on the bench. I just rat them all out, and I bring down the whole Pink Panther group.
Imagine you just squatting on top of a bench.
like at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, there's kids playing.
Yeah, kids. The lunchtime, right? I've done it on a Sunday.
With your tiny butt, I do picture like sheep-style
pellets. Yeah.
Just one at a time. Just rolling off the bench.
And
it was like, duh.
I have to physically place them one by one. I super glue my own shit onto a bench. And then I get around. Excuse me, sir, what are you doing? Don't you know who I am? I'm Michael Caine. That would be my alias. There's Mr. Green. Mm-hmm. There's Lena.
Mike.
Michael Caine. They're all there.
That's so good. Isn't his name not even Michael Caine?
Yeah, that's right. It's not. Oh, no, I think he might have changed it recently by Deadpool.
Yeah, he might have actually, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's my report. I'm really sorry for coughing once. I'm very sick.
His name is Maurice Joseph Micklewhite. I'm Maurice Micklewhite. Pardon? I mean Michael Caine.
He's changing it because apparently, I think this is what I read, he was saying that at airports and stuff, people go, no, you're not. What's up? There's something's on, and then it'd just hold him up for ages.
What do you mean? They say, you're not Michael Caine.
No, they'd go, you're not Maurice.
You're Michael Caine.
Whatever, you're Michael Caine.
You can't come in. I know you're a celeb, but you can't have a fake passport. And he'd be like, no, that's my actual name. Yeah. Michael Caine's a stage name.
I bet he does have a fake passport, because he's part of the Pink Panther group, and I'm convinced.
Yep.
I've seen the evidence.
Yeah.
No, he's from the Italian job.
Jess Perkins is a stage name.
What's your real name?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, am I?
Is it Michael Caine?
Yes.
Is it Jessica Ann Perkins?
Yes. That's too lengthy. So I just go for Jess Perkins. It's punchier.
What a stage name.
Yeah, pretty good stage name.
It's one of the best.
I have changed my Twitter name to Bop. It's great.
That's right. It's getting Jess real
Bop
traction.
Perkins. Yeah, I appreciate it. I like it when the listeners
call me Bop.
You've
raced ahead of me on Twitter. I reckon some of, like, people will follow Do Go On and then follow some of us individually.
Yeah.
I reckon they all follow you, and I reckon maybe one in three.
Why do you think that is? Because of my fire content.
I think it's fire content.
Honestly, yeah. I was at 996 the other day, and I messaged my good friend Sam Taunton, and I said, Sam, because I was very sick, and I said, Sam, I'm probably going to die tonight. I need to get to 1,000 followers to help me out. And he tweeted, guys, just got a message from Jess Perkins saying she's going to quit comedy if she doesn't get to 1,000.
And you lost a few?
I did lose a few, but I gained a few more. So now I'm over 1,000. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Jeez, use them the power of Taunton on Twitter.
You got to.
Male model/comedian.
He's not a male model.
Male model. I say that because it's fun of very funny people saying male model. It's like, yeah, we know he's the male part's implied.
Just say model.
Yeah. He's a male model.
He's a model.
He's a model.
So that's enough. He is enough.
Yeah. I've done a bit of modelling. Male or something else?
Hand modelling.
Male hand modelling?
No, clay modelling. I make the clay models.
Into men or inanimate objects? What am I doing? Vases?
Models of vases?
Answer me that.
Not the real ones. It's a scale model. But you wouldn't put flowers in
this. Oh, no.
It's just a model. A male model.
Oh, we've had a great time tonight.
What a fade out.
We've had a great time
just
tonight.
Just let it fizzle.
And we'd like to thank the man of the magic that suggested this topic.
Oh, yes.
Nicholas.
Devadenko. Who's that?
The Russian player, tennis player Nikolai Devadenko.
Okay, great.
No, Nico Figgs.
Nico Figgs.
Nico Figgs
on Twitter.
That is a great topic, and I've I think I've seen it in a headline before. Pink Panther strikes again, and I'm always like, oh, what's that? But I never knew anything.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But it was a tough one because there wasn't a lot of information about it, but that kind of makes it more exciting.
They've got to really work on their PR.
They do. Get a website. Yeah, get a Facebook page, a Twitter. Instagram's been huge for us. So Insta maybe.
Yeah, Jess is starting to do Instagram stories. I am. She's in the middle of doing one right now, which will be days ago by the time he hears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's okay. You don't need to know what we're doing. You just got to see what
do Instagram, we're doing. Like, I can ask this later, but do Instagram stories, I can, but I'll proceed to ask it now. Do Instagram stories have a use-by date?
They're like Snapchat's stories where they...
So last a day.
Yeah, I think they last about a day, maybe even less.
Great.
Because this episode was brought to you by our magnificent Patreon supporters, we're going to read out a name each.
Ooh.
Say thank you to the people that have...
I was thinking about this. Do we do enough with it? I think you need to, like, maybe guess, like, make an assumption about them as a person or something.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay, we'll do one.
Great.
This first one.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon this guy smells bloody lovely. Okay. Or girl. Guy or girl, I reckon this person would be good to sniff.
Okay.
That's my observation.
All right.
And I regret everything.
Thank you so much to Chris Lavender.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
You smell great, Chris. You smell...
Very good.
So great. Nothing to do with your name. I genuinely know you personally, and
that's
you smell good.
That's a nice thing to say, too, actually. Somebody smells nice.
Yeah, that is definitely a nice, non-creepy thing to say to a stranger.
I like when people say you smell nice. I remember one time my ex-boyfriend said, you smell good. And I said, oh, thank you. And then I remember he had no sense of smell. Oh, I was like, no.
It's a weird, makes for a weird thing to say.
Is that why you dumped him?
Yeah.
Sounds like he had it coming to him.
Yeah. Okay, this person, I reckon, would be the go-to person to look after your dog if you're going away for a weekend.
Really?
Just like trustworthy.
Is it Chris Lavender?
It's not Chris Lavender, although Chris Lavender would be great.
Yep.
But who would also be great, just because they're trustworthy and like you just know they're not going to rifle through all your shit in your house.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But that your dog likes and trusts them as well. Your dog's going to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And that person is Joe McNally.
Oh, yeah.
Not name related, I just thought...
Trusty Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, doing name-related is laminated.
Nailed it.
Anyway, I think this guy is a real tool. His surname sounds like a tool.
Okay.
But it's not. Hey, look, this guy, honestly... I'm a little bit more thorough than you guys. I look this guy up, and he is actually... one of the coolest guys in his hometown or city.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually a real hit with a lot of the local hockey players.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. For some reason, they just swarm to him.
Wow.
Yeah, they love what he's about.
Sure.
Because he's got great attitude.
Okay.
Are you talking about Chris Lavender?
No.
Joe McNally?
No, I mean, although they do share some of these qualities, I am, of course, talking about the big tool, Steve Hanma.
Steve!
Don't you, Steve. Sorry for calling you a tool.
No, in a good way.
A good way.
Like a tool of...
Like a useful tool.
Yeah, like a, you know, like a tool of positive
knowledge.
Change.
Yeah. Right.
That's
like,
what he is.
Like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
When you're in a tight situation.
Yeah, he's flexible. He's got many uses.
When your arm's crushed under a boulder and you need to chop it off quickly.
If you're not sure how, you know, your triple deke's going, he's the guy to go to.
So to Chris, Joe and Steve, we say thank you very much for supporting us through Patreon. If you'd like to do that, we've got our bonus episode coming out in early December. And you can get that if you... pledge to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/dogoonpod. All the details of all the stuff, extra stuff you get there. And if you do it before mid-December, we'll send you the Christmas card with my toe print on it.
Please opt out if you don't. I mean, honestly, opt out.
It is an opt-out thing. If you have already pledged, you're opted in automatically. You probably should have contracted that, but...
You're going to have to find some sort of ink pad.
That's going to be fun.
We're going to have to write on there first, and then he's going to just have to do his little...
I want to maybe turn his toe prints into, like, little reindeers or something.
Oh, my God, adorable. Yes!
That sounds so phlegm. Great. So great.
And also something that I think don't think we've mentioned in a little while, it's great when you guys, if you have any time, can give us a sweet little review on iTunes or whatever you're...
Yeah, that does really whatever country you're in, it just sort of helps us get up in the rankings so other people can maybe notice us, give us a go, which is really... And also, if you write a nice thing or even a joke about from the show, we love it.
It really does.
We don't like the...
When Dave will take a little screenshot of it and send it around to us. And I can tell how much it does to Jess, because she lives a pretty sad life.
She needs this.
I don't enjoy the criticism ones. I mean, you think you're helping or you think you're joking, but like we're people.
I love them. I love them all.
They crush me.
I love when people have any sort of thought about it at all.
Yeah, it's nice to be thought
of. For people
to
have an opinion about this is amazing to me.
I think unless it's positive, keep it to yourself.
So that'd be great if you could do that. You can also get in contact and suggest topics at any time via Twitter, at DoGoOnPod. Instagram's also the same, at DoGoOnPod. We put up a lot of photos and now these little stories. Facebook, you can find us, DoGoOnPod. And email, if you're not on any of those things, DoGoOnPod@gmail.com. A lot of stuff there for you guys.
So much.
But yes, we'll be back with a new episode next week with, I believe, myself reporting. So I better go out there and choose a topic from the hat. So get them in. Until then, I will say thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
Laters. And it's important that you guys all know that Jess has a very good life. She does not have a sad life at all.
I want to be the last voice heard, so okay, wrap it up.
Her lung capacity is not so good this week.
Okay, so yeah, anyway, like I was saying, Jess has got a great life. I know her plans on Monday.
You can hear
she's
that
got
wheeze,
a whole lot of... wheezing to do.
Got so much wheezing to do.
Bit of poozing.
Probably got a poozing.
That's it, I'm out.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.